10 after 9. Do the roll call.
Michaels.
Present.
Carter.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Haslacqua.
Yes.
Straub.
Yes.
Coward.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So move, Michaels.
Second, Haslacqua.
Any discussion on the agenda? Okay, all in favor? Oh, roll call.
We don't need a roll call since we're not here live. We can just do a voice vote.
Okay. All in favor, say.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? They need approval of minutes for 2021.
So move, Michaels.
Second, Ward.
Okay, any question on that? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Is there any public participation?
Nobody here, Madam Chair.
Is there any communication from the committee? Seeing we're going to number 7, county and county motor fuel tax coming for May through July 2021.
Lots of bills being paid during the summer. If you have any questions, I can answer them.
Second, Michaels.
McGuire's first.
Thank
Michael's
you.
Second.
Okay, something for the discussion. Michael?
Of course.
What you got?
Hey, Jeff. Looks like there's a lot of road stuff going on here. Is this pretty much the bulk of it, or do you think we'll have a big amount next month?
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of people out in the township doing their thing.
Yeah. I mean, this is all the oil and rock for the townships doing their seal coat programs, and also a lot of rock for our shouldering and our oil as well. So, yeah, this is...
Just the beginning?
No, but, you know, usually by Labor Day, they're mostly done seal coating.
Right.
So we probably got a good another month of heavy bills for motor fuel tax.
Okay, thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
So item number 8 is the annual resolution appropriating motor fuel tax funds for Champaign-Urbana Urbanized Area Transportation Study. That's our MPO. So this is a yearly bill that we pay. QOTS is a sub-function of RPC. They do all the planning and programming for the road projects within the metropolitan planning area. And they do a lot of great work for the county as well, even though we don't have any roads in the metropolitan planning area. They do a lot of safety projects for us right now. They're doing a big safety project for us. They're doing applications for us. So this is well worth the money, and I would ask for your approval of the $33,545 from MFT for this resolution. So moved.
Second.
Been moved in second. Now it's open for discussion. Seeing all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have a petition requesting a resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Condit Township 21-07-112-00-VR. This is just a small culvert replacement across the township road. You see the map there, a couple pages back. It It's on 2700 North, and if you kind of don't know exactly where this is at, the road just immediately to the east of there that says 1 on it, that's County Road 1, which is the extension of Mattis Road going north up into the county. So we're about 6 miles north of Champaign, or 6 miles north of St. Thomas More there on that culvert replacement. It'll be a 50-50 project with the township. The estimated cost is $13,400 for the 48-foot or 48-inch by roughly 47-foot steel pipe to be placed. So we buy the culvert, we supply it for the township. They do the actual work of putting in the culvert or hire a contractor to do it, is how we split these projects up. So I'd ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Would you use that aggregate? That's right there. Is that the same township?
That's ours.
That's yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's somebody there this morning. That's what we're working.
Yeah. Yeah. That most of that is our boiler side pile, but I think there's some white rock there too. But
there's a lot of.
If you go north a couple, 3 more miles, the Condit Township shed is right on your right. Mm-hmm. There's some aggregate piles there. This is right next to that.
Gotcha.
Just to the west of that.
I make the motion.
Motion by Michael.
Second.
Moving and second. Question for discussion.
We charge Scudder twice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we got another one coming
we
up.
We got
so.
Both of them.
Okay. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
We have another petition from Condit Township for section 2107113 OOBR. This is kind of right around the corner from the last one, only this is on a more major waterway. It's actually an 11 by 5 concrete box culvert. Taking out 2 ground pipes that are in poor shape. The estimated cost of this one is $48,200. We again will buy the box culverts, have them delivered to the job site, and the township will do the installation. So I'd ask for your approval of that petition.
Do you get those from Nelson?
No, it's either county materials or some of them come from Dorsey, Illinois. So
do they make them, or is it just not price cost effective?
They
don't make them.
Okay. There's only 2 in the area that make them right now, the box culverts. Ground pipe, you know, we get those from a lot of different suppliers, but the box culverts are pretty specific. So McCann, which is down in Dorsey, is a supplier in County Materials. It seems like County Materials owns everything now.
Do they have steel in those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all designed. I mean, they have to be approved by the state, so they use a depending on how far you bury them, if you don't bury them very far, they have to have more steel in them because you're putting more weight on them. If you bury them pretty far, then the dirt kind of spreads out the weight and they don't have to have as much. So it depends on the depth and the size of the culvert, depending on how much steel they have to put in them. So they send us shop drawings that show what they're going to put in them. We have to approve them, send them back, and then they build them.
Are those 80,000 pounds of those?
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. Yep.
Okay, Paul, was you make a motion?
Yes, I will make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay. Now it's open for discussion. Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next one is from Stanton Township, section 21-281140OOBR. You see, this one's kind of on a dead end or a T road there at 2000 E, just south and west of Flat Hill. He had problems with people blowing through that T and ending up in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is really there as a safety precaution. He's putting it in so that, and he actually put in like a field entrance so that if somebody blows that, they just go out into the field instead of going down into this 8-foot deep ditch. So that's the intent of this one. It's an 8-foot round culvert, so it's a big one.
It's a deep
yeah. And honestly, it's already in, so I won't lie to you about that. But if you guys approve this, we'll pay for half of it on his behalf. He just wanted to get it in because he was having people blow that stop sign and end up in the bottom of that ditch. So the estimated cost is $10,600 for the entire project. Well, not estimated, that's what it costs you, so we pay half of that.
So moved.
I'll second it.
We moved in second and it's open for discussion. Michael?
Real quick, Jeff, which one would be cottonwood rolling out of here?
Oh, Lord. That's a good question.
Because you know what, when you get there and all along that road, you run into the field and there's always somebody running into the field and not making that stop there. I mean, there just is.
We're pretty far.
I was just wondering, I mean, it's not going to make a difference, but I just.
Whose township is that? Is that the summer?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. It's between Leverett and Fort Harris there.
Yeah, that's summer.
And it's on the, I got to think, it's on the east side, don't give me north, south, east, west, it's on the east side of 45.
Okay.
Yeah, cottonwood when it comes out of Urbana. It almost made me think, because Flatville Church is up in here, that this is kind of in that neck of the woods down from Lakey Shed.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, sorry.
You got it.
Getting my bearings.
What was the motion on that? I got the second, I just didn't.
McGuire.
McGuire, thank you.
Yeah, they go right through those.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the last resolution is appropriating $500,000 from the county bridge funds for the repair of structure 010-3012 on County Road 20. This is a structure that you see on the map there. It's straight west of Royal on County Road 20. It was built in the 80s, but it's got some real problems with the steel underneath the deck. The bearing seats are just corroded and almost gone. And we sounded the deck for the see how good it was, and it's got so many hollow spots on it. So this project is to tear off the old deck, replace the steel that is in poor condition, and put a new deck on it. This road is also going to be recycled and overlaid next year, so I want to get this project. The plans are almost done. I want to get the project in here this fall for early spring construction so that it's done before we actually do the road next year, so that we're not having to work around the bridge while we're doing the road project. So that's a $500,000 price tag on fixing that bridge. I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
I move.
Second.
We moved in second. I have something for discussion.
Is that closed?
No.
It's still big drive.
Not with overweight trucks like straw.
It didn't sound like it.
It's okay. It's not going to fall in. It's just those bearing seats are, if I had pictures of them, there's more corrosion than there is steel left. And that's just, it's sitting on top of the abutment. So what the bridge might do is it might squat on top of the abutment at some point. It's not going to like collapse. But it's getting to the point where if we don't do something, it's going to squat on us. And when we start doing the road project, we're going to have a lot of heavy equipment going across that bridge for the summer.
You can see it on my face, couldn't you? Maybe not part of this, but certainly ties into this is we have got a great system when we go and look at our roads and decide what needs fixing and when. Is there something that we have for the bridges, or the township people are responsible for that?
Oh, no. So the Federal Highway Administration mandates that all bridges on public roadways have to be inspected on a either 4-year, 2-year, or 1-year cycle, depending on the condition of the bridge. So when a bridge is relatively new, first 20 years of its life, we're on a 4-year cycle. So we have certified bridge inspectors. We have 5 of them on staff. And so we have to go out and inspect every bridge, send the inspections to IDOT, and IDOT has to report those inspections to the Federal Highway Administration. And believe it or not, there are roughly 600 bridges in Champaign County. So we do that for the county bridges, we do it for the township bridges, and we do it for the small municipalities as well. bigger municipalities over 5,000 do it on their own accord. You don't have to do theirs. So we will go out mostly in the wintertime, because in the summertime, all of my engineers are out building projects, and then in the wintertime, they go out and do the bridge inspections. We bill the townships a whole $50 per bridge.
I knew we didn't charge them hardly anything to do that, but it just made me think if there was a chart or a cycle like we do for our roads, for the bridges in the area.
Absolutely.
I mean, not that they don't need fixed, because they do. But.
And then, you know, you think about that many bridges, and bridges last 60 years maybe. Mm-hmm. So that's 10 a year we have to rebuild and stay up with it. And we can't do 10 a year. We don't have the funds to do 10 a year. We don't have the contractors to do 10 a year. Right. I don't have the people to do 10 a year, but we're doing better, I think, with our newer bridges that we're building. Now we're hoping to get 80 to 100 years of life out of them because of the new type of steel that we're using and the new type of construction that we're using. We just built one in Tolono Township. We set the top on it Wednesday, and that's all galvanized steel. So in theory, that should last 100 years without getting any rust. Whereas like this bridge is just painted steel. So once that paint starts to flake and the rust starts, it's kind of hard to stop it.
Sure.
And we also have what we call weathering steel now, where it actually is designed to rust. And what the rust does is it forms a coating over the top of the steel and actually protects the steel from having interior rust happening on it. So that's kind of a newer type of steel too that's only been out maybe 20 years or so.
They're using a ton of that out west and incorporate it into the architecture of it.
Yeah, it kind of looks.
Different.
Yeah.
You said that we don't do 10 a year. How many do we do?
This year we're doing 6.
Okay.
So we're close. That's about what we can handle. We probably have 3 contractors at the most that bid on bridges around here, and obviously they're bid on bridges in other counties. Mm-hmm. We got the White Construction, who got the interchange project, is actually doing one of our projects. So that's going to take a lot of resources for 3 years with mm-hmm. Stark and White and all the bridge contractors out there doing that work. So if they get the $100 million job, a little $500,000 job isn't that,
right.
You know,
sure.
Doesn't look that great to them. But we do have we got a local guy. He's from Danville area.
Big O.
Yeah. And he got 4 of our bridges this year. Mm-hmm. And so he's just kind of moving from bridge to bridge to bridge and building them. And he does a really good job, and he keeps the bigger contractors honest on his prices. So
that's
very helpful. Very helpful. So, and we hired a structural engineer on staff about 2 years ago. And so I got him out watching the bridges. He's also doing bridge inspections, and he's doing bridge design. So we still do have to use some consultants to do our bridge design. We just don't have enough capacity to do them all. So we might be able to design 2 or 3 a year, and then the other 3 or so, we got to use consultants to do the design.
Thanks.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say
aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
The only other item I have there under other business, Madam Chair, is the October meeting is scheduled for October the 8th. And I have to be in a meeting with the Illinois Association of County Engineers and the National Association of County Engineers that day. So I was hoping we could move that date forward to October 1st. So. I didn't have a conflict there. That would be okay. We usually kind of take a little vote on that to make sure everybody's okay with it if we move the meeting.
I move we move the meeting. McGuire.
Second, Michael.
Okay, if we move the second. Any discussion on it?
This is meet Michelle's schedule, too. We really need her more than Jack.
She'll be here.
So the meet is October 8th?
October 1st. It is 8th. We're moving it to the 1st.
Is that October 1st?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So
they had to move. Yeah, move to. Okay. So it's scheduled for the 8th. It's usually the second. It's the first Friday after the first Monday.
Yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
But it's still, we still got it in October, so that's good. We don't want to move it later, because then it starts, we start backing up the minutes and all the stuff for the board meeting, so.
Is this going to interfere with September meeting?
No. September will be the same.
Okay.
I will likely not be here on the first. I'm sorry, I have a previous engagement. If you can make quorum without me, I'm sure you don't need my expertise.
Good. Got other people can make it?
Okay.
Thank you. Do we need to vote on that?
Okay, all in favor of the motion to move the meeting to October 1st, 2021, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Thank you. That's all I have.
That's all you have?
That's it.
Okay, there's no chair for report. And then there's the native item of the board consent agenda is 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Can I ask a question? Jeff, what's the schedule on 74 and 57 interchange? How long, you know, will that process take, and what happens when they start really putting ramps in? They're going to maintain traffic somehow on the older ramps. But this year, my understanding is they're going to start moving dirt this year because they got to get the cones built up, because those have to settle for quite a long time, so if they don't settle after they build it. The next year, they're going to start actually doing the bridge construction, and I believe we're talking fall of 23 for a full, you know, completion of the project. That's my understanding. They've got, you know, they've been doing the side bridges for the last few years, trying to get those ready. So that's, I just talked to the, there's a company out of Chicago that got the big bid, and then they partnered with White Construction, which is out of Indiana and Springfield. They're kind of a conglomeration group. But I just found out that they're all owned by some corporation that owns 11 different construction companies, so.
Is it the same White Construction that built all the solar farms?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
They're big.
What was the dirt project at 229 on 57? It just went into one of the, between the ramp and the intersection and moved some dirt and put it back?
I have no idea.
You know that abandoned gas station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's right south, the next corner. It is
by the corner there?
Right inside the, on the northbound 57 exit on to F-229.
Yeah.
It is, brought some machinery in there, scraped some dirt, put it back and left.
I'm sorry, I don't know. That's a state project, I wasn't involved with it. I'm not sure.
I got a question. So pretty much you use the same businesses as far as construction businesses every time there's work done in Champaign County, or do you, you know, use other contractors? How does that work?
It has to be bid out.
Okay.
And the bidders have to be certified through the Illinois Department of Transportation to be able to do the work, which means they have to have the expertise, the equipment, and they have to have the bonding authority in order to do it. So like Big O Construction, up until this year, his bonding authority was only like $1.5 million per year, so he could only do $1.5 million worth of work. And then he got the approval from IDOT this year to go up to $5 million worth of work. So it's a process. I don't know exactly how it works. We have to go through the state of Illinois to get all that figured out. But yeah, they have to be, so there's probably 100 different classes of work, you know, that IDOT certifies. There's road work, and there's bridge work, and there's dirt work, and there's pipe work. So you have to, if you're going to bid on something that has those elements in it, you have to be certified to do those elements. Now, these contractors, if we do a bigger project, will oftentimes subcontract to a smaller contractor, but they have to also be certified. Like most of the, we build a bridge, we build a road, most of those contractors don't do the guardrail. So they get a guardrail subcontractor. They don't do the striping of the road, so they'll use Varsity Striping, which is a woman-owned business enterprise here in Champaign. It's their sub. Seating and siding, they always sub that out to a small contractor. But again, they have to all be certified through the state to be able to do that. And even when we do our local projects with only local money, We require the certification because that gives us the peace of mind that we're hiring somebody that knows what they're doing.
And bonded and insured at least $1 million, right?
So there's, they can get different levels of that.
Okay.
Depending on, you know, how many people they got, how much work they can do, and what the their experience is with doing that type of work. Okay. So usually they kind of got to start out small, and then they can grow as, and as the state says, yeah, okay, you did $1 million of work, you were able to do it, you did a good job. We have to rate all of our contractors too. So when the job's done, we have to fill out a rating sheet. We send it to IDOT, and they keep a big database of those. And if a contractor starts getting bad ratings, they start ratcheting them back down. So
it's not just earning a bond, you gotta pay for a bond, and
right.
$1 million bond costs more than $1 million bond.
Yep.
Okay. It's the insurance racket.
Is there a list of minority businesses that the state uses to kind of certify, like the university does?
I'm sure it's on the IDOT website. I haven't looked for it, but yes.
Marcy sure. Didn't get the Mattis Bridge either, they had Chicago Striper.
Hey, Matt, there?
Yeah.
Can't even believe they could afford to bring the truck down here to paint awnings.
Not that short of a stretch.
You know, one thing too is, as Jeff's always been really good, that if you have somebody or you know of somebody, you know, they just need to go online, I think it is, because then those are, the contracts are all out there to bid. Mm-hmm. So somebody just needs to pick the stuff up from here or even stop in and say, hey, what have you got going on? And
right.
The guys here are really good about saying, oh, here, blah, 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 and this is what you need to do. So, you know, it might seem like a lot, and it is, but at the same time, the owner generally has an idea or is capable of sending himself or somebody else to kind of talk and see how that goes. And you know, what's really nice being local here too, to be honest with you, with a lot of our local people, which we do.
Right.
We have a lot of people local, bidding and whatnot, that you can always talk to somebody and find out what you need or what's coming up that would maybe work for your business.
I attend the Black Chamber of Commerce meetings,
mm-hmm.
and they had workshops that for you to get certified. So any contractor is another one to be certified through the state. There were different times that they had you come in with your information and stuff and kind of help you fill out the application process.
Yeah, that's
great. That's awesome, yeah.
Great.
That's
awesome.
But we're lucky, because here in our county, one I guess too is that
hello.
We're very approachable
hey.
Here in this department, Michelle,
hello.
Jeff, and the lady in the front desk
okay.
there, the new lady. They're really great to just come in and ask
mm-hmm.
and talk to and see.
Yeah, if anybody wants to.
Because then you're more close to what's pertinent to you and your
right.
home.
Yeah,
because we generally know, you know, like what we're going to do next year and what, you know, what's available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all advertised in the local newspaper, and there's also a State of Illinois Bulletin, and all of our projects are advertised in the State of Illinois Bulletin as well. And I think that comes out
mm-hmm.
every week on Thursday.
Correct.
And then
and it's online.
The township guys, go straight to your township guy.
Yep.
He's the one that's doing a lot of these type of projects that aren't multi-million dollar.
Oh, yeah.
So I would have whoever contact their township.
Does the Dodge Report still exist?
Do they still exist, Michelle?
Yes, they do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They always want to know what we're doing, and they want to know who the low bidders were, and they always ask me for the estimate before the job. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you what we estimated before somebody bids it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they email us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, they used to give the estimate publicly.
Oh.
And then people would bid.
Yeah.
So they always had an impact.
Do you know what that report is, Sam?
Uh-huh.
So they used to public, well, they still do, and I'm sure it's online now.
Oh, yeah,
but if you were a road contractor, you could get the Dodge report, and it would tell you for 1,000 miles every road that job that was going to be bid.
It's called the what report?
It was, the company was Dodge.
It's still, it's Dodge.
Yeah, it's still called
Dodge. Yeah,
it's
called.
And so I mean, it's not just roads, it's all kinds of work.
Yeah, it's everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything under the sun that's being built,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks for the info.
You bet, no problem.
Some good local company.
This is the best committee, girls, ladies. It really is. You learn a lot.
We get surveyed a lot.
That's good.
For charge.
We got a great chair.
They like to try to adjust.
Yeah.
What they have to pay for claims.
Yeah.
You know, because, well, now they claim to have their own experts, but we used to get lots and lots of surveys of regional costs.
Okay, any more discussion? What about you, Samantha? You got enough information?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
And look, I went to the Brookings building, that's why I was late, and I thought I was ahead of the game.
I texted you.
I know, I'm like, oh, I'm here early, I got my coffee. Oh, okay. And then I get over there, she's like, no, you gotta go. I'm like, oh my goodness, I just, I didn't do the address.
Another best part of being on this committee.
I thought you were here because that Jeep says Carter on the plates.
Oh, that's Michelle.
She just has a good name.
Okay, look, okay. Look, I know where you guys is at now. I'm good.
Anytime you want to come by, even if we're not in a meeting, you got questions, come on by. Give me a call, whatever. No problem.
We get, as Michael said, we got this committee, the whole county.
Because you've been running it for 17 years.
This is
even.
You've been 17 years?
Probably before that, but that's how long I've been here.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize.
That's why I told her, I said, we're gonna have to go out and get coffee so she can kind of let me know that, you know, how everything runs. Because I'm new. I'm always up for learning, though.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate your knowledge.
What I like about this committee, we're kind of relaxed, you know. If you got something to say, you ain't got to wait and get permission to say it. You can say, well, it's definitely in the conversation.
Okay.
I would hope that box culverts never become contentious. But I think everyone's willing to learn.
That's awesome.
So, if there's nothing else to go in front of the committee, then I declare a adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lorraine, I hope someday I'm as tough as you are.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it.
A lot.